providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in, time for KER Politics. We are starting out with the second half of the show. We're going to devote the entire second half to a political, I don't want to use the word activist, but I'm going to officially use the word political insider. His name is Rich Higgins. Rich is going to tell us a little bit about himself. I have to say, as I mentioned in the editorial that Jimmy and I did yesterday, I'm getting very, very, very too many varies, but they're going to stay in there. No editing. Concerned about what's going on in our country right now with the liberals. Jimmy, you want to let it roll now?
All right. Yeah. So Rich Higgins, he was somewhat famous, if not infamous, for a memo that he wrote in 2017 that actually got him fired from the Trump national security staff. And that memo was basically was POTUS and political warfare. It basically outlined a very interesting view of the politics and the strategies that were ongoing to undermine the president. People unfortunately took it, and many media and press outlets called it conspiracy theory. But as we go forward, we see that Rich has been vindicated with a lot of these assertions through the corruption, the politics, and the people that are involved. But what we want to do, Rich, if you could go ahead and explain, give us a little bit of your background, and then we'll get started with more details on what you think and how this went.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I guess the simplest and cleanest way to explain it, I'm a mechanical engineer turned Army explosive specialist that became a technical expert for the Justice Department. That after the Twin Towers fell down, I came back into the Defense Department and spent about years working irregular warfare, information operations, special warfare type projects. Loads of stuff that you don't really hear about. It's all classified. And I saw a lot of the issues we were having in Iraq and Afghanistan, became frustrated with the system, like many of us, and joined up with Trump in 2015 and was one of his counterterrorism advisors, was a surrogate for him at the RNC, and then later joined his administration.
And what happened then?
The short and easiest way to describe it is during the course of the transition, immediately after the election, we in the community, have contacts in the FBI and other organizations. We knew something was amiss. It was clear that what we thought was supposed to happen after election was kind of going sideways. People that we thought really, had been part of the problem, certainly had been Hillary voters, and were not aligned whatsoever with the president's agenda. We're getting into the system. And then, we saw a series of concerted leaks. So as I took my position on the National Security Council, I went in there with the mindset of figuring out what is going on here. And, that by this time, Flynn had been fired and set about, basically gathering information, reading what was going on, and wrote that memo, which he referenced in the intro. And the purpose of the memorandum was simply to provide for some of the political people I had met, back during the campaign, a frame, because the president, he's not a politician, he's a businessman, and he really had no context for what we were seeing. None of us did, really. What it was clear to me, having run operations or been, at least supporting operations like, trying to remove leaders like Saddam Hussein or something like that, it's clear to me that, the president was the target of a concerted information operation and campaign. We saw leaked transcripts. We saw holdovers, leaking stuff into the various media outlets. I mean, it was truly unbelievable. So the memo was written as a warning to the president that, he has to get on a war footing, if you will. This wasn't politics as usual. And after passing it up through some back channels with the campaign, the president allegedly read it. He's never confirmed that to me. And the problem, again, he's a businessman. He turned and then, you know, he looks at H.R. McMaster and Vince Priebus and says, yeah, this memo, is, you know, it's good to go. And immediately those guys who are, you know, in large part opposed, if not outwardly and directly opposed to what the president's, you know, attempting to accomplish, they immediately set about a hunt for me and ran me off out of the building. I would say my feet didn't hit the ground.
Rich, I got a question for you. A couple of questions. Number one, is that memo currently, for lack of better terms, classified, or is it now open to the public?
No, it's available. Your listeners can go and take a look at it on if you go to unconstrainedanalytics.org, which is a 501c3 I'm affiliated with, or you can also just go on Google. If you type in Higgins Memo NSC, you'll find it.
Okay.
You'll find it with a series of articles, a very interesting articles. Some of them, you know, looking at it, just, you know, laying it out, but many of them saying, "Hey, this is, you know, conspiracy theory esque," and maybe very aggressively undermining your positions. But again, as we go forward, talk about some of these things that you outline. You know, how you outlined the memo and what is happening right now that actually is being vindicated by that memo.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, there's a lot of history to cover in a short radio interview. I think the two or three key points I think I would make is, number one is, a lot of political folks fail to understand the nature of the election in 2016, where, you know, we had seen for years as, you know, the masses, the American people voted to put the brakes on, okay, with this ever leftward globalist drift. And so, you know, we saw the Bush administration not do anything. And then when Obama came in, we saw the Tea Party becoming even, you know, more exuberant and trying to put the brakes on. And they elected Republican majorities, ever increasing Republican majorities for a number of years. And still the Republicans didn't stop anything. And so when it came to the first debate in the primary of 2016, when Megyn Kelly asked President Trump, or the candidate pool entirely, will you support the Republican candidate? And Trump said, no, maybe. That's when he created for himself an external political platform, you know, that basically brought the MAGA movement, the Tea Party movement, the, you know, the various segments of the conservative / American conservative, constitutionalist conservatives, many of them actually who migrated over from like working class Democrats, very much Reagan-esque. And so that's how he was able to win Michigan and Pennsylvania. He didn't win Michigan and Pennsylvania by, you know, bringing Republicans to the fight. So it really was a campaign about America versus this globalist uniparty monster. And, you know, he won his election, and then, you know, having come into office, he immediately, you know, makes the Faustian bargain. I think Steve Bannon called it best, the original sin of the administration, was to bring in the Republican establishment to staff his administration. Meanwhile, what's going on? Well, you know, the FBI and their colleagues in the intel community, often, I think, witting, if not direct participation of sitting U.S. senators, are moving to A, prevent his election, B, screw up his transition, and C, remove him.
Hey, Rich, we got about 30 seconds before the break, and then we'll continue on with this, but go ahead and wrap it up if you would.
And I think, you know, the memo was written and kind of serves as a, you know, served as a red star cluster, if you will, a warning shot that I was trying to, you know, get up inside the system to the leadership so they'd realize and recognize what was actually happening around them.
Rich, so what the whole thing boils down to, before we take a break and go into the next segment, what the whole thing boils down to and what makes this so very difficult for people like you and I and Jimmy is we're talking globalism versus nationalism. Ladies and gentlemen, right back.